True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, before we get to this, just letting you guys know I'm taking food orders if anybody wants anything.
I'll take a footlong.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Well, I mean, I guess I can clean it up. Rob asked Joe if he wants something to eat, and he goes, "Where are you ordering from?" And I basically said, "Penises are us." And Joe goes, "Good one, Jer."
You said the short name for Richard.
Yeah.
The sporting goods.
So Joe, just if you want anything, just text it to me probably at the end of this segment.
Or just send him a picture of it.
Don't do that. Let's not do that. All right. Jeremy, I hope you could check the Dallas Cowboys because that was your pick from last night.
It was not. We all said the Eagles. I like the Cowboys to cover. And thank God for a rain delay because Daddy hit the under.
Tonight, Kansas City Chiefs versus the Chargers. That game is a neutral site game in Brazil. Someone asked, I said, "Rob, I thought you said they can't play on Fridays." I said they can't play within 75 miles of a high school.
And we said, is this how they're going to do it
now? This is not counting.
The international game.
It's in Brazil. Yeah. That kind of football. I'm going Chargers. I think Chargers win this one tonight.
Wow. So am I. I picked the Chargers. I really do think they will. It's this game's going to suck. Because remember the footing was terrible last year?
But there were so many points scored last year.
Yeah, 38-35 or something. It was ridiculous.
I bet they correct that this year.
I hope so, because that was a sloppy game. People can get hurt. I hope nothing happens.
You think Brazil corrects it? They literally built a stadium for the Olympics and then just said,
abandoned it.
We don't need it anymore. Yeah. Now there's grass growing out of the walls and vines everywhere.
True.
You got this one.
I'm taking the Chiefs, man. And again, I'm glad Ed pointed that out and you talked about it, how bad the field was last year. We don't know what they're going to do with it. And you got a 13-hour flight to get there. Both of these teams, everybody's thinking defense. I think we get a high scoring game tonight.
All right, I got Tampa Bay over Atlanta. Ed, who you got?
Buccaneers over Atlanta.
You guys couldn't be more wrong. Atlanta's winning this game. I love Atlanta this week. There's a little hint for everyone out there. I love it. This is a game that has that reverse line movement that we talk about. More money coming in on the Bucks. Mm-hmm. The line's going in the wrong direction. Bing, bang, boom. Take the Falcons. Beep, boop.
Hey, it's Cincinnati versus Cleveland. Who you got?
I'm going to go Joe Burrow here.
Yeah. Like I said to our guest, Lee Sterling, I know exactly who Cleveland is. They're bad. They suck. I don't know who Cincinnati is, but I am picking them, Jeremy.
Since he wins, Cleveland covers.
Miami at Indianapolis. Jeremy, you love Indianapolis in this one.
Yeah, look, I think I don't know what to think about this Dolphins team. You guys know how much I love their head coach, but I think he gets fired at the end of the year. They didn't make Tyreek Hill a captain. I think when you look at this Colts team, Daniel Jones is going to a team that has a good coach with a decent offensive line and some weapons around him and a solid running game. I'm not telling you Daniel Jones is good, but I think he can be successful in this offense. And don't forget, that is also a running quarterback. It's another element that can go to that game. I think the Dolphins' defense is going to be horrendous. Give me the Indy Colts.
I think Mike McDaniel is an extraordinary, innovational offensive coordinator. The problem is he's the head coach. I don't think he's very good at that. I think Indianapolis wins that one.
I agree. I'm going with Indy as well.
Wow.
I don't think Miami's very good this year. But I don't know. I'm looking at all these teams. Basically, 80% of them. I have no idea what to think of some of these teams. Who's New England this year?
Yeah, New England, Vegas. What about, we were sitting here talking about Miami and Indy. You're trying to figure San Francisco, Seattle. What are they going to look like? What's Tennessee going to look like?
Yeah.
I mean, none of us know.
The Carolina Panthers win 7 games this year, and they start week 1. They beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, Ed.
Yeah, I don't know who Carolina is at all. I'm just going with Jacksonville simply because they're home.
Yeah, I took Carolina as well. I've been talking about them. That's the team I'm a little bit more bullish on than most. Yeah. I like their over win total this year. I think this is a high-scoring game, and I like Carolina to win outright.
Who are you liking in Vegas and New England?
Man, I went back and forth on this. I picked New England. I have a couple of upsets, and when you start doing that, you're like, do I have too many? I went with New England, but I know where Rob's going, and I don't disagree with his take on it. I won't be betting this game.
Rob's going Vegas. Yeah. I think Vegas wins this one, week 1.
I'm going with Vegas as well.
Yeah, we won a football game. Yeah, he's chewing his gum.
Hey, look, dude. Pete Carroll,
we ain't doing this, man. Why are you always getting on Pete Carroll? What did he do to you?
They told me Ellen moved out of the country.
What did he
do
to you?
Here she is coaching the Raiders.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And who do you like in Arizona at New Orleans?
I'm taking the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are going to be pretty good this year, and the Saints should be horrific.
Jeremy, the Cardinals win 11 games this year. The first one is week 1 against New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm taking the upstart Cardinals.
Who are you taking in Pittsburgh Jets?
Let me get my Fireman Ed hat on. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
That's a shocker to me.
I'm shocked, too.
I think Aaron Glenn is going to turn that franchise around to just finally get back in the playoffs and lose again. But
was he around in Vietnam?
Yes. I think his father was. But Aaron Glenn, they're raving about him up there. And it's weird because I said, how often do you get a double revenge game? It's like they traded for each other's quarterbacks. Yeah. You get Fields against the Steelers, and now you get Aaron Rodgers going back to New York. And I bet you some of those defensive players on that side can't wait. Can't wait to get after Rodgers' ass.
Yeah. Who you got hitting that one, Pittsburgh or Jets?
I mean, I'm going with the Jets as well. I think the new coach, I like Glenn. I also, if you may forget, the Jets had the number 3 defense in the NFL last year. And now they have a new quarterback who I think is better than what they've had.
New coach.
Mm-hmm. Lots of talent. Brees Hall, Garrett. It's a talented team. I just think they need something. And it was a quarterback and a coach. So maybe this is it, and I'm going with the Jets.
Hey, you said people forget about the Jets defense. I think you guys forget that the Jets. I got Pittsburgh in this one. Giants had Washington. I'm going Commanders in this one. What you got, Ed?
Commanders.
Jeremy?
I got Commanders.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
All right. Tennessee versus Denver. Jeremy, who you got?
I challenge you to a... No, I'm kidding. I'm not challenging you to a game of horseshoes.
A game of horseshoes.
Let me ask Jacoby. Denver going to win.
That's right.
I got Denver winning. I am scared of this game, though, because this is everybody's favorite survivor pick. Or it was the Eagles last night, and look at how much you had to sweat that damn thing. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what this Titan team is going to look like. The one thing I do know is Calvin Ridley going to have a rough day with Sertan on that ass.
Yeah. He is. Who you got, Ed?
I'm going Broncos. I think I think they're going to be good, but they could be 7-10 for all I know. But I'm going with Denver.
I'm going Denver also, and I'm going Seattle over San Francisco. Ed, who you got?
I'm going to go with San Francisco here. I can't believe they're going to remain as bad as they were last year with the just decimated with injuries. I'm going with 49ers.
Jeremy?
I'm on the Seahawks. Again, it's a big weekend of a bunch of under three field goal underdogs at home with some of the teams, Jets and the Falcons and Seattle. I like all of them, man, and it's hard to get away from it, but I think Seattle pulls this one off.
While you're talking, Detroit at Green Bay.
It's another one. I'm taking Green Bay. I want to see Micah Parsons play in this game, but I'll take Green Bay at home to open the season.
And I'm going Detroit.
I'm going Detroit, too. I think Aiden Hutchinson's going to have a monster game.
I don't know what's going to happen with Matthew Stafford. He is kind of like iffy in this game. So, Houston at Rams, Ed.
I'm going with the Rams. I still think Houston's a bit overrated. I know they won the division last year, but the division sucks. So, not hard to do. So, I'm going with the Rams.
I think when the Rams had a good showing in the playoffs last year, they became overrated. I'm going to Houston.
Mm-hmm. This is one that I'm just so torn on. I'm going to take the Rams because I'm just going to give them a little advice. If you look at Houston, they're throwing the ball to Nico. They don't have any other receivers. Christian Kirk just got hurt. Tank Dell's out for the year. Yep. Who's the second guy they're throwing the football to? And I still think Nico's going to have a big day because he's that good. But I'll take the Rams at home.
All right, Monday Night Football. We'll come back to the Ravens game. Monday Night Football, Jeremy, Minnesota at Chicago.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm taking the Bears. I just feel like I need to see J.J. McCarthy because I didn't like the initial reports that were coming out. It got a little bit better as it went on. And you know me, I'm a Just Jeff truther. Justin Jefferson, the best receiver in football. But if you can't get him the ball, we got issues. But there's a ton of talent on that Minnesota side. I'm taking Chicago.
I'm taking Chicago too. Ed, who you got?
I'm going to go with the Vikings. I'm kind of torn on this one. I think Chicago's going to be better this year than they've been. And I'm not sure about the Vikings, but the Vikings have been good the last couple of seasons.
The 1.5-point spread, Vikings are favored.
Yeah, I know.
I want to shake it up a little bit. Ravens, Buffalo, Sunday Night Football. Joe, who you got?
Ravens.
Got Ravens, got a score?
27-24.
I like that score. Ed, who you got?
Ravens.
What score?
31-21.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, all right. Jeremy, who you got?
Go Ravens. I got them 30-17.
Okay, I have Ravens. I have them 31-24.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be one of those games where maybe a late score by Buffalo makes it a little bit closer.
A Buffalo morning show just went, I got Buffalo, I got Buffalo, I got Buffalo.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.